Hare Krishna. So we are reading today Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 10, and verse number 7. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I offer my obeisances to all the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the eternal tree of love of Godhead. I offer my respects to all the branches of the tree, the devotees of the Lord who distribute the fruit of love of Krishna. Prepared by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami set the example of offering obeisances to all the preacher devotees of Lord Chaitanya without distinction as to higher or lower. Unfortunately, at present, there are many foolish so-called devotees of Lord Chaitanya who make such distinctions. For example, the title Prabhupada is offered to spiritual master, especially to distinguished spiritual master such as Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada, or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada. When our disciples similarly wanted to address the spiritual master as Prabhupada, some foolish people became envious, not considering the propaganda work of the Hare Krishna movement. Simply because these disciples addressed the spiritual master as Prabhupada, they became so envious that they formed a faction along with the other such envious persons just to minimize the value of the Krishna consciousness movement. To chastise such a fool, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami very frankly says, Keha kari bari nare jashta lako krama. Anyone who is a bona fide preacher of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be respectful to the real devotees of Lord Chaitanya. One should not be envious, considering one preacher to be very great and another to be very lowly. This is a material distinction and has no place on the platform of spiritual activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami therefore offers equal respect to all the preachers of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to the branches of the tree. ISKCON is one of these branches and it should therefore be respected by all sincere devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Шил Прабхупада ки джай. Ом океана тимиранда ся гена гена чалакая чакшур милитами на тас май ши гураве нама. Ши читани мано пиштам стапитам яна бутале свам рупах кадамахьям дадати сва падантикам. Вандехам ши гуру ши юта пада камалам ши гурун вайшнавам шам. Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahaganarat Hunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savathutam Parijanam Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganam Lalitam Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhukovyascha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Amo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Buddhaya Shumada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshitarine Так про Вишна Хумачи Мам Прасуктам Санживаня Текила Шакти Дарам Судану Ваня Шахастам Чаранам Шаванам Самалик Прамнам Наму Бхагавате Пурушая Тупьям Дургам Патим Дайсет Скала Падарму Тву Патву Шики Пресинах Санта Санта Ламбанам Гурвай Гурвай Чанда Вишет Кайдалай Кришна Кришна Бхактия Тет Бхактия Нам Махай Се Прасадам Ежна Писара Седя Гюля Рудет Читен Дейнуме Бхагаван Сам Прасидат Алти Шам Садам Юктам Бажадам Прити Прувакам Дзан Будхи Кам Там Нам Прити Shakti Vinanahitara Pravatana Kalakalira Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Dantastri Nantari Dineshki Punakhmana Shima Drupah Padam Pujam Durisyam Brahma Jamani Hare Krishna. So today's topic, Lord Chaitanya's munificence, inclusivity and society of love, right? So probably I will concentrate on munificent nature of Lord Chaitanya. And this is a big topic. Even Lord Sheshanag, who is describing glories of Lord Chaitanya by thousands of his mouths, thousands of his hoots, even in sutras, describing his glories and munificent nature, he doesn't able to cover everything. Definitely, Lord Chaitanya, he is the most merciful. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he points out by using term Adbhuta. Adbhuta means extremely astonishing or amazing. And he said that he is Nama Mahavadanyaya. Mahavadanyaya. He is Vadanyaya, he is Karuna, and he is Audarya, right? So these three equivalent of his munificent nature. So munificency, generosity and compassion, right? And merciful also. So therefore he is Adbhuta Vadanyaya, Adbhuta Karuna, and Adbhuta Audarya. And we chant in his pranama mantra, we say, Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namna Gaura Tishnama. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, who is acquired with a golden complexion, Srimati Radharani, and he distributed pure love of Godhead towards everyone. So I offer my owe and reverence to him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he said there all attributes of the personality given this pranama mantra, nama, guna, rupa, and lila, his mission. So his nama, he is Krishna Chaitanya, namne. His rupa, he is Gauratvisha, he is a golden form, yeah? He is golden complexion. Golden volcano of divine love. And his guna, his nama mahavadanyaya, right? He's extremely munificent and compassionate. And his lila is Krishna prema prada. Yeah? He giving out the fruit of love to everyone. Yeah? Krishna prema pradayate. And that's his mission. He descends just to distribute to all living entities that what no incarnation has ever offered before. Yeah? This radiant and sublime love, conjugal love, yeah? To all living entities. Anarpita charim charat karunaya vatirnah kalo amarapaitya na tojvalarasa svabhaktim shiyaham. Sada Hridaya Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita Hari Hridaya Sundara Sporadu Vaksa Chinandana. Rupa Goswami has said. So may Supreme Lord, who known as Son of Srimati Shachidevi, transcendentally situated in innermost chamber of your heart, resplendent with golden radiance, with molten gold, he appeared in the age of Kali by causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has offered before. This conjugal, mellow, mellow of conjugal love. Yeah, this transcendental divine love. So therefore he is considered to be a most compassionate, most munificent and most merciful incarnation.
Krishna Das Kaviraj describes it, he therefore he is considered to be a tree of divine love. He's like desire tree. He fulfills the desire of those who are anxious to get the love of God. So he is a tree of love, it is saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita that this multifarious tree with the branches and twigs and sub-branches and leaves covered everything, all directions, entire universe, right? So, and he appeared like not only tree, but he is enjoyer of the fruits of the tree. And also he is those who, he is a gardener. He cultivates the tree and then he distributes it. Krishna Prema Prada, Pala Prada to everyone, right? So, and therefore, this is divine tree covers all directions, and this is Lord Chaitanya himself. So he cares to how to distribute this divine fruits of love. And therefore, he descends in surrounded by his eternal associates. He surrounded his eternal Nitya Parishads. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshada Yagyasan Kirtana Prayer Yajan to his Sumetasa. So he came not alone but with his Sangha, Upanga, Astra and Parshada, right? So he came with Anga. Anga means limb of his body. Limbs of his body like Nityananda, Advaita, right? Incarnations of Supreme Lord, also Upanga, part of the limb of the bodies, of his body, like Shivas Pandit and Gadadhar Pandit, members of Panchatattva, his eternal associates, Nitya Parishads, Damodar Pandit, Ramananda Rai, Sarup Damodara, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Murari Gupta, yeah, many, many of them. And also his Astra, Astra means weapon, right? So he empowered, he armed with weapon, and his weapon is a beauty and his devotees as well. Yeah. So that's his weapon. So, Sangha, Upanga, Astra and Parshada. So he came to distribute this love of Godhead. There are two categories of devotees in Gaura Lila. One group of the devotees, they in Madhurya Ras and the followers of Lord Chaitanya. And it is described in 10th chapter of Adi Lila. Those devotees in the Madhurya Ras. Another group of the devotees, they in Sakya Ras and the followers of Lord Nityananda. Sakshi Gopals. Right. So, and there are about 90 devotees described in the list in the 10th. In the 10th chapter, and also about 70 devotees in the 11th chapter, followers of Lord Nityananda. So this great company of Lord Chaitanya, so he descended and he tried to distribute the fruit of love, divine love. Those devotees are very powerful, like one of the Vaishnava saints, his name Devakinandana. He said, one such devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he can distribute, he can deliver entire universe, right? He said, Brahmande tarite shakti dhare jane jane, Aveda purana guna haibe jabeha. He said, all the Vedas and Puranas proclaim the glories of such devotees, those. Even one devotee, he can deliver entire universe. Right? Brahmanda, Tarete Shakti, Dhara, Jane, Jane. So those devotees are very powerful. We can see such eternal associates like Ramananda Raya, Sarup Damodara, or Goswami Vrindavana, or maybe further descendants of Lord Chaitanya, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Bhaktisiddhanta Ji, or Srila Prabhupada. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was able to spread this divine fruits of love throughout the Indian subcontinent. And then Srila Prabhupada, he just, when Kali Yuga became very strong and hit strongly and became so cruel that people, they fled in all directions. They fled across the ocean and came to Paschatya Desha, we say in Paschatya Desha Tarina. Paschatya Desha means land of Pishachis, those who are ghost-like people. I mean, it's Western world, so it's explained in Pranama Mantra of Srila Prabhupada. And anyway, so Lord Chaitanya, he sent his Senapati Bhakta, or commander-in-chief, to catch them there. So, and Srila Prabhupada, he came to the Western world and he was able to deliver entire Western world, actually. So he gave this fruit of love to everyone. And he established this wonderful movement, which is Sankirtan movement. Yagya Sankirtana Prayara Jantu Hisumedasa. So this is movement of Lord Chaitanya, and he's the father of this movement, right? Ajahn Lam Vitabhujo Kadakamala Kadakava Datta Sankirtanayaka Pitaro. Sankirtanayaka Pitaro. He's a Pita. He's the father of this movement, right? This movement, Srila Prabhupada, he said in one of the classes in California in 1972, he said, we opened in Western world Chaitanya Sampradaya. He called it Chaitanya Sampradaya. And this is our joy, success, and our love. Yeah. So if that... And he said, Chota Bada Bhaktagana Sri Vandana Charana. Yeah, he said, Chota means small preacher. Yeah? Or Bada, he's a big time preacher who is empowered. By the way, nobody can preach and distribute Lord Chaitanya movement or teaching of Lord Chaitanya without being empowered. Krishna Shakti Vidanahitara Pravartana. Kalara Kalara Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana. So, empowered by Shiharinam, Shiharinam Sankirtana. This is a way how to be empowered. And so he offered respect to all different preachers, like Chota Bada, big time, small preachers. So he offered respect, Vandana Charana. He prayed to the lotus feet and... although he is a very big devotee. So this is preaching movement. This is missionary movement of Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And ISKCON movement is one of the branches on that multifarious tree of Lord Chaitanya, which gives divine fruits of love of Godhead. And this movement in charge for this Western part of the world. And we actually, we in charge for that. And so this is our mission, to distribute this divine fruits of love. And we are preaching movement. So all of us, we try to be preachers. Doesn't matter what the caliber of preachers, so small or big. So we participate in this movement and we giving out this Krishna Prema Pala Prada to everyone. So just to please Lord Chaitanya. And this is the great wealth and opulence and treasure of Lord Chaitanya, his munificent nature, devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So these devotees are his astra, his weapon. So through them, Lord Chaitanya giving the fruits of love to everyone. So therefore, we have to respect to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, to all different types of preachers, and those who are trying to participate in this movement and distribute holy name with love and care to everyone in every town and village. And this is predicted, so this is holy name will be sung everywhere. Prithivi tyashi yatra nagaradi grama. Sorry. Sarvatra prachara haiba morinama. So it's going to be sung everywhere. And we see this going on. It's already going on. So Lord Chaitanya movement coming up and deliver entire universe. Brahmande tarete shakti dhara jana jana. So all these devotees are empowered. And Krishna Das Kaviraj, he offers respect to all. Doesn't matter who are there. Chota or Bada. So Bhakta Gana, Shi Vandana Charana. So therefore we have to appreciate and we have to offer our respect to all the devotees, which are considered to be treasure and astra and a wealth of munificent nature of Lord Chaitanya. They are carriers of his divine treasure and divine representative of his Nama Mahavadanya, his divine nature, his merciful nature. So, therefore, by following the footsteps of the great souls, we offer our awe and reverence to all the Vaishnavas. So, I think Vaishnavas are considered to be manifestation of his divine nature, of his compassionate and merciful and munificent nature. Hare Krishna. I'm stop here. Maybe anyone likes to add something or make some comments or questions. Hare Krishna. Yes, ma'am. Hare Krishna. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what is the tradition here. So my name is Gaur Sundar Das. I'm from Ukraine. And I spent last 3.5 years by traveling, and most of the time living in India, in Vrindavan. I'm used to study in MIT and Mayapur Institute of Higher Education, and also involved in education, ISKCON education, and teaching programs like Bhakti Vaipava, Bhakti Shastri, and so on and so forth. So try to do my little small service by spreading the movement of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Maybe anyone likes to add something or share some. Our topic for today is Lord Chaitanya munificency and inclusivity and society of love. Yes.
There's some stages in the attitude to devotees.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced some stages in attitude to devotees.
Yeah.
Could you describe your like you have now vision that you said that this is like manifestation of
compassion.
Yeah. Devotees. This is you have like this vision now, but. Can you describe your progress from when you enter the ISKCON, how you've seen devotees, and then how it's changed and how you reached this vision? Thank you.
I'm not sure about my vision, but I can share a vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Jaiva Dharma, how we have to look at the devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he described the four different levels of hierarchy, how we have to look and treat devotees. So he called it first is called Mamata Buddhi. Mamata means my own family. So this society of the devotees is like my own family. So this is family. What to do? Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman. And family is a family. So maybe some of the members of the family not really, adequate or whatever, but still this is my family, so I have to treat them in a certain way. And if it's not my family, like I have my biological family, but I go into to the temple, this, you know, like just to participate some sandala feast or whatever, or some program, get prasadam and just chat about politics or some other things. It's called anmamata. Anmamata means not my family. And this is called anartha. Anartha means which is undesirable, unwanted thing. So we have to accept devotees like a family. So this is very important. This is the first step. And this is considered to be like advanced devotees, those who in intermediate stage is called madhyamadhikari. So mamata, buddhi. Then next level, when we progress, we look at the devotees like ijja buddhi. Ijja means object of worship. So we worship the devotees, right? So we accept them like worshipable objects, moving worshipable objects. So this is very important vision. So we have to treat devotees like that. So they're higher than me. And then third one is Atma Buddhi. Atma Buddhi means devotees are more dear to me than myself, than my own Atma, my own soul, myself. So devotee is more higher and more dear to me. What is about myself? So devotees can remind me about Krishna, can bring to me, can bring Krishna to me, and can give me Krishna prema, right? Because in sangha of the devotees, Krishna prema is born. It is saying, right? Krishna prema janma mula haya sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janma tenho punar mukhya anga. So devotees are more dear than myself to me. Such a high vision, right? And finally, and it's not like a figure of speech. This is real attitude. This is real feelings. Last one is called Tirtha Buddhi, right? Thank you, Prabhupada. Tirtha Buddhi means walking Tirtha or place of pilgrimage, right? So where there is Lord, Supreme Lord situated himself. So, they personify Tirtha, those who go in the holy place of pilgrimation, they purify those places. So these devotees are very high, and I accept them like a walking tirthas, worshipable objects, or holy place personified, because they're carrying in their heart Supreme Personality of God. Tirtham kurvanti tirthani svantasyana gadabhritam. Yudhishthira Maharaj said to Vidura. So this is kind of four steps of our vision, how we can develop our attitude toward the devotees and treat them in a nice way, like Bhaktivinoda Kura said. And this is Madhyamadhikari level, so maybe some of you on that level, so I'm actually neophyte, I'm beginner. So, and this is our further advancement, how we can make move, you know, towards our goal. Without this, we cannot make any visible progress, actually, in Krishna consciousness, if you not appreciate the devotees. Yeah, something like that. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. You mentioned the associates of Lord Chaitanya are in Madhurya Ras, whereas the associates of Lord Nityananda are Sakya Ras. Could you perhaps just elaborate a little bit more on this, or explain a little bit more?
It is saying by Krishna Das Kaviraj and also commentators of Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are two groups in Gaura Lila. There are two groups, one in Madhurya Ras and another one in Sakya Ras. So basically all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, his eternal Nitya Parishads, they came in Madhurya Rasa, they in the conjugal love. They developed this mood. And Lord Chaitanya, he came down with the two reasons. To experience Radha Bhava, right? Shri Krishna, Radha Bhava Dyuti Svalita Naomi Krishna Svarupam. And also to give Radha Dasya Bhava to all jivas, to all living entities. And this is Unatojval Rasa Svabhaktim Shriyaha, his incredible contribution in the Gaudiya Vaishnava theology, let's say. So he gave this Radha Dasya Bhava. That's how Rupa Goswami explained those who understand his mood. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapinamena Mudalaya Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadarisva Padantikam. And yeah, basically all the devotees, but some of the devotees we can see they are not in Madhurya Ras like Murari Gupta or associates of Lord Chaitanya like Advaita Acharya, he's an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. He's a source of rasa, let's say. Associates of Nityananda, like Purushottam Thakur, like Uttaranadat, Mahesh Pandit, some different other devotees. They in Sakya Rasa. So they are eternal associates of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda, he's a leader of cowherd boys. You know, like he's Lord Balaram himself. Therefore, he kind of imbued the mood of Sakya Rasa and also inspired for that. So therefore, the list of about 70 devotees, associates of Nityananda Prabhu. So they in Sakya Rasa. Yeah, but Lord Chaitanya, he gave Radha Bhava, Dasya Bhava, right? So he gave to living entities that what no incarnation has been offered before. So this is Radha Dasya Bhava, actually. Right? Yes, Prabhu, you want to just...
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Prabhu.
I think.
I was just thinking, you know, Lord Chaitanya came and he said that my name will be spread in every town and village. And we know Prabhupada did it. He spread it everywhere. But now you see that a lot of other groups also, maybe Gaudiya groups, are also chanting Hare Krishna and spreading the name of Krishna everywhere. At the same time, Prabhupada told us not to associate too much with them because our principles are slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they're also part of Lord Chaitanya's family because they're mm-hmm. also spreading the movement. So
mm-hmm.
how do you, can you shed some light on this, on how our relation should be or like how this works? They're still part of one family, but we still don't associate with them so much. But they're still doing the same thing in one sense.
Mm. Yeah, this is Gaudiya mission, which is quite... multifarious, so many different branches and mathas, and we're actually part of that. So we also, we're part of Gaudiya mission. Srila Prabhupada established together with Bhakti Pargyan Keshava Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Samiti after departure of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we're part of that, and this is small branch which sprouted in the Western world. This is Iskon movement, right? So we also, we Gaudiyas, and we are part of Gaudiya mission. We are, what is the word, heritage, right, of, of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So we all of us. And this is mentioned here in the purport that some of the... let's say, colleagues of Srila Prabhupada, they were, like Prabhupada mentioned himself, they were envious of our mission and they more, maybe not appreciated Western devotees, like, you know, like because of mentality, you know, Indian mentality, this is caste consciousness, I don't know how. So they're not really appreciated. And therefore, Prabhupada said, so you have to keep away a little bit, keep on distance. So otherwise, you're going to be, your Krishna consciousness is going to be harmed by this association. Therefore, so we have to be careful and appreciate and give respect to all. But our mood is a little bit different, you see. So we preach in the Western world, to the Western public. Also, they also now they became their own preaching mission, and so they also part of the Lord Chaitanya multifarious tree, which is meant for to give the fruits of divine love to everyone. And as far as I see, all our senior, some of the senior devotees, they cooperate with the seniors in different other groups. They cooperate. I see it. And if we mature enough, if we, you know, in the right mood and the right consciousness, why we should avoid them? So we can appreciate them. We can share Krishna consciousness with each other. But our missions are maybe different. So maybe we're not mixed together by spreading Krishna consciousness. So because we have our own strategy and style and things. But we can share Krishna consciousness, we can do together programs, and we can finally come to the some kind of level of cooperation, I think. And this is our future. I think we have to make some steps to that, and not to be, you know, like too much, create separatism, you know. And this is our future, I think. So we have to be more mature. And then we can appreciate all other Vaishnavas, and we not make any, like, you know, like distinction between, like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he mentioned that. He said, I offer respect to all, so lower and higher, Chota, Bada, Bhakta, Gana. So I think we have to make our own progress and become more mature, and we can be more cooperative and tolerant and... Yeah, that's, I don't know, maybe somebody else wants to say something about that. What do you feel, Madhuri? Yeah.
I would say, and I'm quite mature, I'm 71.
Yeah.
I would say respect from a distance.
Yes.
That would be my advice.
Yes.
Prabhupada said that if they tell you one thing different, and they will tell you different things, then you'll become confused.
Mm.
I think it's better we stick with Srila Prabhupada because, well, he's the one that started preaching in the West.
Mm.
Of course, two of his godbrothers did come, but they had some success, but it was very little compared to what Srila Prabhupada did. And I think we should just stick with Prabhupada because, well, he led the way. That would be my advice.
Jai.
I mean, people are all entitled to their own opinions, but that's my opinion.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our mood, like we're saying, mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. So this is our mood. We follow mood of Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave to us distinct instructions about that. So let us follow. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Master. I don't know what's the time. Should we stop now? Or maybe last question, last.
Hare Krishna. So in that mode of Lord Chaitanya's preaching movement, but also the movement of love, how can we be more loving towards each other? Because sometimes there are so many different rules and regulations, and sometimes because of that, there is harshness between us. Because we point out to each other, oh, you do this wrong, do that. But sometimes it really destroys the mood and the loving exchanges between devotees. So how can we understand what is the most important thing, which is love?
Yeah, this is the most difficult thing because rules and regulations and also institution is quite oppressive to the spiritual life, you know. So spiritual life means independence, kind of freedom, you know, like just to express your feelings, your mood, your movements of your heart. But then some rules, and so you should not step, you should not look there, you should not go there. So, you know, like, and this is kind of, you know, like oppressive. And of course, at the beginning stage, so we practice in Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi means rules and regulations, so we have to take up some rules. But finally, our association, Rupa Goswami, he emphasizes the three aspects of our association. Best association is, he said, Shrimad Bhagavatam Artho Asvado Rasika Vasah. Svajjitiye Shasnitha Sadhusanga Satovarech. He said, there are three aspects of best association which we can get. Svajjitiye means like-minded. So we have to find the person, those who in the same mood, in the same bhava, in the same interest. Then snidha means they favorable towards us, so they have some kind of kindness. So we have to find like this. This is love, kindness, you know, like towards us. Otherwise, it's difficult, you know, like to get along. And then sotovarech means very senior. So as much as you can find senior. Loving towards us and also like-minded. So this is the best association. So anyway, there are some rules and regulations, but our reciprocation, because bhakti is an emotional process, so we have to find some like-minded personalities, those who kind of express some love and feelings towards us. And then we can make, we can progress, we can make advancement. We can get some imbued some mood or some, you know, like, some will be some secrets will be open to us through that association. Yeah, that's what Rupa Goswami advised to us. Yes, yeah, please.
As I received some feedback from Prabhupada's disciple that Prabhupada was very careful and caring about enthusiasm of devotees. And my Guru Maharaj said that Prabhupada mentioned that sometimes he took weeks to find the right moment to say something to his disciple.
Mm.
So he was so very patient. Not to tell in the moment of enthusiasm that doing something wrong, he is accepted. And today I have during this beautiful kirtan, Roka Bandhu Prabhu, he was playing with not karatals but with
wompers.
Tumbrik. Yeah. So he took two, and he was in ecstasy. So he was like. Beaten like this, and one part of this turmeric was fall down, so he was breaking it. And I was
it's thinking, a good kirtan.
But I know how to play it, you know, and you should play one, not two, not crash it, you know. But I said, he's in ecstasy. If he broke one, I will buy one, you know. Just because, not to stop his enthusiasm. And this is also, you know, sometimes the cost of doing something wrong is just, you know, just £1 or something, you know. But you stop ecstasy. I think that this enthusiasm is so important that even this, like in kids, we need just to guide them, not to stop them, you know, that because otherwise it will be a miserable life, like, you know, have no desire, just. No enthusiasm, just doing whatever you want, just to do to feed yourself. You know, this is my humble opinion and small experience. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna to everyone. Thank you for tolerating me and participating in this class. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Gaura Purnima upcoming festival ki jai. Shri Iskon Bhaktivedanta Manor ki jai. Gaura Premanande Hare Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.